This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Not a mother in this world who wouldn't give up her own life for the life of...
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidil mursaleen, Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man sabayahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, esteemed guests, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. MashaAllah, I think the vast majority of the brothers in this hall are Shafis, because the way they were talking when the sister was speaking, her voice must have been aura, and that's why none of you were listening. So alhamdulillah, you know, I hope you're going to be a bit more attentive now. One of the best known Arabic words globally is jihad. Very emotive word, abused by many, misunderstood by many. Today I want to speak about, my topic is Maryam alayhi salatu salam, the jihad of Maryam alayhi salatu salam. How Maryam alayhi salatu salam, she coped with all her difficulties, with all the struggles. Just give a brief background to the story of Maryam. Her mother didn't have any children. So one day she's walking and she sees a bird feeding her chick. So she makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, grant me a child. And really what she wanted was a boy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she didn't have a child for a very long time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants her a child. And then she makes a dua. She says, Rabbi inni nadartu لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. She said, oh Allah, you know this child in my stomach? It is waqf, it is free, it is dedicated for your service. So accept it. She thought it was a boy. When she gives birth, it's not a boy, it's a girl. Now generally, those who would be waqf would be males. They would go, they lived around Masjid al-Aqsa, they would be waqf for the masjid. So now she gives birth to a child. Maryam alayhi salatu salam grows up. Her father never sees her. Father actually passes away before she's born. She comes into the care of her auntie's husband, Zakariya alayhi salatu salam. So Zakariya is a Nabi, and now he's looking after Maryam. And she's given a room in the corner of the masjid. So every time Zakariya, who's her guardian, who provides for her, every time he comes to her room, as the Quran says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ زَكْرِيَا مِحْرَابَ, every time Zakariya enters the chamber of Maryam alayhi salatu salam, he finds rizq, he finds sustenance. And he says, قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا. Maryam, where is all this from? Where is this rizq from? The Mufassirun say that in winter she would have summer fruits, in summer she would have winter fruits. So he said, where's all this from? Because he's the one who provides. So she says, this is from Allah. Allah provides. And Allah provides, when He provides, it's بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No accountability. Allah provides for him wherever he wants. So he's now at an old age. He's old. As the Quran, he mentioned that his wife is aqir. She's barren. She can't have children. So he takes a lesson from Maryam and he says, if Allah can provide her bighayri hisab, if Allah can provide her without any apparent means, then Allah can provide me a child, although he was an old man, although his wife was barren. Look, subhanAllah. So you have the first child, Maryam alayhi salatu salam, mother can't have children. Now you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing his qudra. You have the second child to an old man. Some of us say he was close to 100 years old. But he was belief in Allah, that Allah can do everything because Allah is the musabbib al-awwal. So he makes his dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a child, Yahya. Subhanallah. He gives him this child, Yahya, and it's amazing. The word Yahya means life. See, when we name our children, you name them Nuruddin, Salahuddin, you name them Yahya, you name them all these good things. But there's no guarantee that they will turn out that way. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names a child, there is guaranteed Yahya. Why Yahya? Because Yahya was martyred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَحْثَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَا. They are alive. Those who are martyred in his path are alive. So you have now Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he's given a child, Yahya. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show more. So now that you get the third child, so your first child, Maryam, mother doesn't have her children for a very long time. Then she gets Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then comes the time that Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, old man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a child. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show his qudra greater. And then he grants Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam a child without a spouse. Because Allah wants to show his qudra. And this is the thing. You look at the story of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. The greatest stigma that you could have at that time was to have a child out of wedlock. You know, you would be alienated, you would be sidelined, your neighbors wouldn't want to talk to you, your family would disown you. You know, subhanAllah, in today's society, one of the greatest stigmas to have attached to you is to be regarded as a terrorist or the family of a terrorist. It doesn't just impact the individual, it impacts the family, it impacts the child, all the children. Exactly like Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is now in this predicament. She's in this predicament, she has a child, she's pregnant with a child. So what she does, she goes from Masjid al-Aqsa, and then she moves to approximately where Bethlehem is, about 4 or 5 miles away, to give birth. So she's about to give birth, and then it actually dawns upon her that what is actually happening? What is actually happening? But subhanAllah, look, sacrifice. Sacrifice. It is, this deen is about sacrifice. You know, apparently, you may be degraded, you may be isolated, you may be alienated, but you look at history. You look at Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hamza radiallahu anhu was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. They cut his ears, they cut his nose, they made a chain out of the pieces of his body. But it was at this occasion, when he was beaten, battered, martyred, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the title of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't matter how the dunya perceives you. I was just speaking to a brother who was incarcerated for a while, and it's very interesting. He said something to me just now. He said, you know, sometimes they would strip search you, and they would make you naked. Come back to me at 5 minutes, yeah? They would strip search you, they would make you naked. He said, but that was the only time that you get rewarded for being naked. Allahu Akbar. You look at the sacrifice of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, out of the 4 greatest women who ever walked on the face of this earth, one was Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in his book, eternal book, the Kalam of Allah, an entire surah named Maryam. An entire surah named Maryam. Why? Sacrifice. That's what life is about. What you invest in this dunya is what you reap by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, when he speaks about this deen, amazing. Look at the words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah called your life business. That's what he called your life. It's a business. It's a transaction. What you invest in this dunya is what you will reap by Allah. What you invest in this dunya, what you will reap by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, now she's getting the pains, the labor pains. And subhanallah, she's getting these labor pains. And can you imagine, now it really dawns upon her what's going to happen. She's going to have a child, she's going to go to her people. And now she's going to be alienated, stigmatized. And then Allah recalled in the Quran, she said, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasiyan mansiya. She says, Oh Allah, I wish I was dead before this. I never saw this moment and I was forgotten. Nasiyan mansiya means that thing which is so, has so little value that people forget it. It dies and nobody ever remembers it. She says, Oh Allah, I wish I was a person who was dead and I was forgotten. Nobody cares. You're like a piece of tissue. You throw a tissue on the floor, you don't bother picking it up because it's worthless. But subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't forget her. Allah remembered her. Allah remembered her in His eternal kalam. She was never forgotten. You have brothers and sisters, and I don't want to take any names, who in this room went through the rigors of being accused of terrorism, were never charged. And the only reason we know their names is because Allah wanted to keep their names alive. There are hundreds of people in this room, but there are people in this room that every single one of us knows their names. Why? Because they went trials and tribulations. And similarly, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam goes through this trial and tribulation. You know the nature of trial and tribulation. You know the word fitna. You know the Arabs, where the word fitna comes from. The Arabs would say fatantu dhahab. Fatantu dhahab means when you warm up, heat up gold and you separate the scum. So you have the pure gold and then you have the scum. Fitna, that's what it does to people. At the time of fitna, you know who the true believers are and who are, you know, going to fall by the wayside. And in the life of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, and subhanallah, now imagine this. She's going through this pains, labor pains, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُذِّي إِلَيْكَ بِجَزِّ النَّخْلِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَتِي. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to her, He commands her, so she's going through these pains, there's a tree next to her, a date palm tree, and Allah says, shake the date palm tree, and you will have dates falling off it. Anybody seen a date palm tree? Anybody seen a date palm tree? Is it possible for a group of men to move a date palm tree? Is it? Impossible for a group of men. This is a woman who is going through the pains of labor, and Allah is telling her, you're going through it to move that tree, and I guarantee you that you will have dates falling down. Allah called it ratabun janiya. Ratabun janiya is, you know what? Ratabun janiya is those dates which you pluck. You pluck. They don't fall. Why? Because when they fall, they're dirty. This is a thing which actually Allah is saying, when they will fall, it will be as though that you plucked them, they will be clean. They will be clean. What is Allah showing us here? Ajeeb. Why is Allah showing this? Why did Allah tell Maryam to move a date palm tree? Allah is telling you, you do the work, and then trust in Allah. Do the work and trust in Allah, and Allah will guarantee you results. The entire life, understand, the entire story of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is about trusting in Allah and seeing the power of Allah. The entire story, a child, Maryam's mother can't have a child, Allah shows that he can give a child. Zakaria doesn't have a child at all, Allah shows. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows with Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam that He can give you a child without even a spouse, without a husband. The entire story of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing the believers that you do the work and then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is for the believers, that we need to be people who are motivated for His sake. We are motivated for standing for the truth. Because understand, each person here will finish, we will go, we will expire. But what will me and you leave behind us? That's the important thing. There are three types of people. See, some of us don't like to come to these events. Why? Because we know that we're going to be stigmatized. Yeah, that's what we feel. We feel we're going to be stigmatized. You know what? The interesting, the word stigmatized comes from the word where the Greeks, their slaves would run away and they would bring them and they would brand them. So they would brand them. They were on their foreheads, it would say that this slave ran away. So we feel that we will be stigmatized. But we forget, subhanAllah, that Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was stigmatized. The Sahaba was stigmatized. This is our history. We stand up for the truth irrespective. How many a sister has to go through difficulty because her husband's been put in prison? I was watching this video in Ramadan. It really hit me. It was Hugs doing a Peel on Iman channel. And so this was going around. And I thought, subhanAllah. There was this sister whose husband had been arrested. I'm sure many of you saw that. Her husband had been arrested and she was at the airport. And then they stopped her. They took all her children off her. She had a number of children. All her children were taken off her. And they were told until the age of 18 they can't go. And then later on, the case was dropped. SubhanAllah, the case was dropped. But the thing which really amazed me about this was when she said, you know, I had friends who I grew up with, who I would drink coffee with, who I would go out with, who didn't want to know me anymore. I had family members who never come to my house anymore. The case was dropped, and we still become such a baghirat qawm, such a qawm which has lost all ghaira, that we can't assist a sister whose children have been taken away from her. Can you imagine the trauma that the sister was going through? I mean, this is the state that we reached. And then we speak about, subhanAllah, then we speak about Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. We speak about Khadija radiallahu anha. We speak about Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam. We speak about Abu Bakr, Umar. Let me ask you one question. What made Abu Bakr, Umar, Khadija, Bilal, what made them special? I'll tell you what made them special. They stood up for the deen when there was a time when you were stigmatized. That's what made them special. What made Bilal special? What was it? It was the fact that Bilal stood up for what he believed in and he never gave in when it was difficult. Bilal could have easily said, look, the Messenger of Allah said, a time will come that Islam will spread far and wide. Let me wait until that time, then come out with my iman. He didn't say that. He remained firm on his deen. And what a great honor. Let me tell you, what a great honor Allah granted Bilal. Can you imagine? This man was a slave. This man was a slave. Then he became the muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a man who khairul qarn, nobody else gave an adhan in Mecca, in Medina, and in Bayt al-Maqdis. He was a man who would give the adhan and the Messenger of Allah would lead the salah. He was the man where every day from Australia to Canada, from Brazil to China, the adhan is given a million times. And that is the sunnah of Bilal. A million times. Why? Because this was a man who came out of the slavery of man to the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What made Khadija special? Aisha radiallahu anha says, there was only one wife of the Prophet I was jealous of and she was dead. That was Khadija. When one day, there's a knock on the door. The Prophet ﷺ said, oh Allah, let it be Hala. Hala was the sister of Khadija. And Aisha says, Ghaira got the better of me. I got jealous. And I said, oh Messenger of Allah, when will you stop remembering this old woman of Quraysh? She's got red gums, meaning that her teeth have fallen out. She is so old. She said, Allah has given you better than her now, Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ got angry and he said, Allah has never given me better than Khadija. She took me in, listen to this. She took me in when every single person shunned me. She believed in me when others disbelieved in me. She spent on me when nobody else was ready to spend on me. The Messenger of Allah said exactly the same words regarding Abu Bakr when Abu Bakr and Umar had a fight. When they had a disagreement, exactly the same words. That's what made these people special. That's what made them special. And that's what makes Maryam alayhi salatu salam special. Maryam, when she did this action, she never thought that for eternity would Allah record her actions. But Allah recorded actions. And what is it? Allah goes on to say, subhanAllah, he says, when she meets the people, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command her? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. Ajib. Allah tells her, eat, drink, وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. You know what قَرِّي عَيْنَا in Arabic means? It means be happy. What is Allah telling the believers? He's saying, it's out of your hand, Maryam. There's nothing you can do. These things are out of your hand. You eat, you drink, remain happy, trust in Allah, because your entire story is about trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will open the door. The story goes on, obviously, we don't have time. I just want to finish on an amazing story in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's regarding prisoners. And right at the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says an amazing thing. It's the story of Abu Jandal. I'm sure many of you have heard it. This was on the Sulul Hudaybiyah. Sulul Hudaybiyah was when Suhail ibn Amr came on behalf of the mushrikeen, and literally every condition they made went against the Muslims. Every condition went against the Muslims. And then Abu Jandal, who had been in prison for years, the Muslim that heard about him, he was in chain, he comes, he's managed to free himself, and he comes dragging his chains to the Messenger of Allah. And the Sahaba are very happy. And one of the conditions in this treaty was that if any Muslim leaves, he will be sent back. So any Muslim leaves Makkah, he will be sent back. So the Sahaba see Abu Jandal after years, he's pulling his chain, and they're so happy. And Suhail ibn Amr, who was the father of Abu Jandal, he jumped up and he says, oh Muhammad, send this man back. Otherwise, I am going to tear up this paper. I'm going to tear it up. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I haven't signed it yet. Let us have Abu Jandal, just Abu Jandal. Then after this, I will sign this treaty, and anybody who comes after that, we will send him back. Suhail ibn Amr, who was his father, said, no way. You are sending Abu Jandal back, period. That's all that's happening. And can you imagine this? The Sahaba, 1400, have come from Medina, wearing the ihram to do Umrah. They stop from doing their Umrah, and then there are a number of conditions which are put against them, and then they say Abu Jandal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to Abu Jandal. He said, Ya Abu Jandal, isbir wahtasib. Allahu Akbar. Amazing words. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Abu Jandal, have sabr, and your reward is by Allah. Your reward is by Allah. Any person in this dunya who has been tried, your reward is by Allah. And on the day of judgment, when you will be tried, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you will see your reward, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person will wish that he was cut into two in this dunya, so his reward was greater. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who stand up for his deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our sisters sabr, the children, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they grow up, mashallah, being people of the deen, people who are upright. May Allah keep us united in dunya and reunite us Jannat of Firdaus. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There's not a mother in this world who wouldn't be happy to have a home for her family.